It's an extra special night. Extra, extra, extra special. 50th anniversary for KRVS. Fall fundraiser. And it's getting into Halloween. Little Halloween tidbits for us tonight for the second part of the Big Band Swings program. Still want you to go to the website and make a pledge this evening, krvs.org. In fact, I would stay away from the telephone. Have you heard the latest news? I got a tweak on this earlier. Don't answer the phone, especially if you're home alone.
If you are alone, don't answer the phone. It could set you up for a visitor who turns killer. He is not particular, as long as you're beautiful, sensuous, and photogenic. You see, he poses as a magazine photographer and schedules an appointment for murder. Yours. I know because it happened to me. I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't keep the appointment. You'll see the complete story in the new shocking motion picture, Don't Answer the Phone.
Rated R. Under 17 must be accompanied by parent or guardian.
Imagine that was in the days before call screening. That's why, boys and girls, we call them the good old days. And do not let the hypnotic effects of the master overcome you this evening. Go to the website, krvs.org.
We dare you to see The Maniacs Are Loose, the world's first horror movie made in hallucinogenic hypnovision. As you watch this movie, you become part of it. Bloodthirsty maniacs, not only on the screen, but in the audience, alive. Homicidal maniacs escape from an asylum, and you'll see these same maniacs in the audience all around you. 1001 hallucinogenic nightmares. See The Maniacs Are Loose.
Tonight, the doors open at 11 p.m. for this terrifying movie. Come to the late horror movie tonight at the Paramount Theater.
Monsieur Pierre.
This should be the best etching I've ever made, Georgette.
Monsieur.
Will you please be careful? Those trays contain etching acid. Would you like to burn the skin from your hands?
I'm sorry, monsieur, but my manuscript. I must find out about my concerto.
Georgette, would you mind giving the fellow his manuscript? You'll find it on the table if it's anywhere.
What is your name?
Claudin. Eric Claudin.
Claudin? I don't see it.
No, it wouldn't be there. It's a large manuscript in a portfolio.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, but it must be here.
Well, if it is, it'll turn up. You might call again in a few days.
But you don't understand, mademoiselle. It's the only copy I have. It represents 2 years' work.
You heard what the lady said. Get out.
But it was brought into this office. It must be here. It must be found.
Did we ask you to bring your manuscript to us, Claudin? Perhaps some employee has thrown it into the waste paper basket where it probably belongs. Good night.
Listen. That piano. That's my music. Someone's playing my music.
I thought I told you to get out.
Thief! You stole my music. Thief!
Help! Let him go! Let him go!
You stole my music. Thief! Thief!
You're choking him. Do you hear? Let him alone. I'll burn you if you don't let him go. This is acid. I'll burn
Thief!
You!
Thief! My work! My music!
You killed
my music! It was mine! He had no rights!
You killed him! No!
Ah! My eyes! My eyes!
Ah! In that room, a man lay dead on the floor, and Claudin stumbled down the steps, screaming in agony, the acid burning into his face. Into the street he ran with his hands before him, groping his way blindly through the darkness.
Thank you.
Halloween. Knocking on the crypt door. How's your conscience? Can you go into the crypt with a clean conscience? Be sure you go to the website this evening and make a pledge. KRVS.org. Many ways to do it. Major credit cards. Some opportunities to maybe get a little matching from your company. Matching gift program. Ask them about that. And also UL faculty and staff can donate through payroll deduction. See all the premiums. Find out how much you need to pledge to get one of our fine premiums from T-shirts, tote bags, ball caps, mugs. You can use the mugs for soups. I like to do that. Cookbooks, Louisiana Eats, Poppy Tooker, CDs, field bags, festival chairs, a great list. Check it out at the website krvs.org. Our extra special edition of the Big Band Swings program, 50th anniversary of KRVS, the fall fundraiser, and Halloween. And it's not going to be the Shriek of Araby, but the Sheik of Araby, Jack T. Garden.
I'm the Sheik of Araby.
Wait there, man. What in the world are you singing about? Don't you know that's all out of tune?
Why, who are you?
I'm the Sheik, man. That's who I be. And all the gals, they fall for me. You loving men from Araby. Ain't Sheik no more you used to be. You sang a song for years, it seems. But there's better ways to get your queens. I choose this way. It fits my means. Here's it one of the gals in New Orleans. That you can see it too. You've heard my song, and now I'm through. I leave the verdict up to you.
The Big Band Swings program has Benny Goodman playing I Want to Be Happy. Big Band Swings, Tommy Dorsey, Night and Day.
This is Boris Karloff. Is 13 unlucky for you?
Wait a minute.
You write this minute, for there are just 30 days left until Christmas.
Yeah. And also a little preview of our Christmas show.
Hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler's strange story, Gratitude.
Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire.
Back to our music program shortly. To play still, it's a Mills Brothers and Gene Krupa. We'll have some of his musicians do looks like a 10 or so minute medley from Teddy Wilson, Dancing in the Dark, Bill Harris, The Nearness of You, Eddie Davis, You Are Too Beautiful, Ray Brown, Tenderly, Charlie Shaver's Autumn in New York, all playing with Gene Krupa from his The Driving Gene Krupa LP. That's coming up. I just wanted to stop the music for a moment and remind you that it's never too late. This is our final weekend, though, for the fundraiser. So if you were thinking about doing it, remember I told you that I used to get bad conduct grades in. We call that stuff doing stuff you know, when you needed to have it done for. Procrastination, putting it off. Oh, look, I was, you know, I was a master. Past the yeoman, the apprentice, just like I could have been working for a clinic, some European think tank of procrastinators, but we never did get around to getting together and having our first meeting. But I know how it is, and you probably know how it is, too. You think, well, yeah, you know, if I do that right now, and, boy, I don't know if I have my credit card handy. I don't know. Just go. Get it over with, and you'll feel so much better when Monday rolls around and we're talking about how swell it went over the weekend, that folks were really having an outpouring of generosity and support. You'll say to yourself, and I was part of that. I was part of that. So be a part of it. Real simple. Use your major credit card. If you work for a big company, a lot of times they'll have a matching gift program. Inquire about that. It's like clipping coupons. UL faculty and staff can donate through payroll deduction. All the many fine premiums. Got some new ones this year. The Louisiana Eats by Poppy Tooker. That's a real nice book. And there's some new CDs available. Different color schemes in our mugs and T-shirts and caps. The cap this year, we've had these. There's a little bit different yellow than the older ones, but this year we have a mustard with embroidered KRVS logo. Real spiffy caps. Really, really sharp. Go to the web, please. I ask that you, I'm not commanding, I'm asking that you go to our web. Don't procrastinate. Show that you can. Show those teachers that said, you know, you'll just never get that off the ground. You're just too laissez-faire. You're complacent. Que sera, sera. No, you show them, yeah. Did you go to KRVS.org over the weekend to make a pledge? I did. And the whole world is better for it. All the entertainment that we try to provide. You know, I'm thinking before we get back to the music, which will be some Mills Brothers, let's check in and see in the engineering room what Scotty is up to.
Left.
Scotty, I can't change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes.
Scotty, you've got to get me some maneuvering power.
I can't repair warp drive without a space dock.
Then get me impulse power, half speed, quarter speed, anything. If we can get this Hulk moving, maybe we can do something.
I check the engines. The warp drive, that's a hopeless pile of junk.
If I push these impulse engines too hard in the condition they're in, they'll blow apart.
You set the ship's impulse engines to overload.
Aye. The shape the thing's in, it's hard to keep it from blowing.
What do you think will be the next obstacle the Earth people will put in our way?
Well, as long as they can think, we'll have our problems. But those whom we're using cannot think. They are the dead, brought to a simulated life by our electrode guns. You know, it's an interesting thing when you consider the Earth people who can think are so frightened by those who cannot, the dead.
That is a frightening thought. Let's chill, head up that lazy river for some relaxation.
Oh, up the lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Lingered in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robin soars. Oh, it's the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Oh, up the lazy river where the robin's song awaits the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how
happy you could be up a lazy river with me.
Oh,
up a lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree.
Skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you could be. Up a lazy river with me. Up a lazy river with me.
I don't go there at night anymore ever since we've been spotting that headless horseman, kind of creepy. KRVS.org, the place to be this evening. Don't procrastinate. Show some initiative. Go to the website, make a pledge, and everybody will feel a whole lot better. And as Justin Wilson used to say, I guarantee you me.
There's the mad professor, and he's conducting more electrical experiments.
I'm Lee Klein, Peter, coming your way from the dungeon this evening beneath the beautiful avocado room, down some musty, dank halls, some cobwebbed, shrouded doors and archways and portals, catacombish. We've got our dungeon, and that's where we're coming from this evening. It's the fundraising 50th anniversary Halloween-y edition of the Big Band Swings program. And I know there's somebody out there that's always, I say always, during fundraiser, they would ask that we would play this and that song. So I would like to, hopefully they're listening in this evening and enjoying some, we'll enjoy some Tom, first off, KRVS.org, go there. And we'll enjoy some Tom Lehrer. Poisoning pigeons in the park. Are pigeons really flying rats?
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
speaking of poisoning pigeons in the park, if you're out for a walk and maybe taking a shortcut through the deep woods, watch out because there's somebody posing as Granny, but actually they're a big bad wolf. Harry Reeser and orchestra.
There were three pigs, little handsome piggy wigs. For the big, bad, very big, very bad wolf, they didn't give three figs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey, hey, toot, he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey, diddle, diddle, he played on his fiddle and danced with a lady pig. Number three said, nix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing and dance, cause work and play don't mix. Oh, who's the fate of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, not me. Who's the fate of the big bad wolf? Came the day when fate did frown, and the wolf flew into town. With a puff, 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 he puffed just enough, and the hay house fell right down. One and two were scared to death of the big bad wolfie's breath. By the hair of your chin, I'll blow you in, and the twig house answered yes. No one left but number three to save the piglet family. When they knocked, he fastened lock and said, come in with me. Now they all were safe inside, and the bricks hurt Wolfie's pride. So he slid down the chimney, and oh, by Jimmy, the fire, he was fried. Oh, who's the fate of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, not me. Who's the fate of the big bad wolf?
Reeser. That's Loretta Clemens that I'm stepping all over. Good evening, I'm Lee Kleinpeter for the Big Band Swings program. Got a real scary song now from Bessie Smith. Send me to the electric chair.
Judge, Judge, Naughty,
Woke up in a cold sweat. He was having a nightmarish dream. He dreamed that he was just a gigolo. What a scary thought. Gus Arnheim's orchestra backs Bing Crosby. Just a gigolo.
Was in a Paris cafe that first I found him. He was a Frenchman, a hero of the war. But war was over, and here's how peace had crowned him. A few cheap medals to wear and nothing more. Now every night in this same cafe he shows up. And as he strolls by, ladies hear him say, if you admire me, hire me. A gigolo. Just a gigolo everywhere I go. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Every night some heart betrayed. There will come a day, youth will pass away. Then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo as life goes on without me. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Every night some heart betrayed. There will come a day, youth will pass away. Then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know. They'll say just a gigolo as life goes on without me.
The uncertainty of it all, the just unpredictability, not knowing, and it causes such anxiety. Not knowing when you're going to go, how you're going to go, but I do know when I do go, I will not be a burden on my family because I've enrolled in the funeral plan.
You can never count on the unexpected, death of someone in your family. And should this happen, you would want to be protected by the casket insurance plan of the funeral mart. Remember, you never know when death will strike, so you should...
Everything is going extremely well.
Memphis Minnie says, I'd rather see him dead. Orson Welles as Drac, and she obviously having a Drac attack. Hope you get an attack to get up, go to the web, and make a pledge. Real easy, carevs.org, and enjoy Django, Stefan, Quintet of the Hot Club of France, the Flat Foot Blue G. Thank you. Don't be scared. Go to the web and pledge. krvs.org. Too bad about Humpty Dumpty. He was a real swell egg.
In Humpty Dumpty Town, where no one wears a frown, and everyone you see is happy as can be. In Humpty Dumpty Town, you're happy as a clown, so come along to Humpty Dumpty Town with me, where everyone is having fun, and there are oh so many things for you to see, so come along to Humpty Dumpty Town with me.
I realized what happened the other day. I sort of got lost during the program because I put this record on and I accidentally self-hypnotized myself.
In obtaining this record, you have taken the first step toward self-improvement, toward attaining those goals that are important to you. Not that this or any other record contains any magical powers, or that any spoken words have the power to transform you in any way. The power is within you, within your mind, and more specifically, within that part of your mind of which you most likely are unaware, your subconscious mind.
You're going to the KRVS webpage, krvs.org. Go to the KRVS webpage, krvs.org. Look for the Pledge Now icon. Click on it and give. Give, give. Make your pledge. All kinds of great premiums in addition to the fine programming for this special edition of the Big Band Swings program.
Inside. The power for change, for improvement, for the happier, more successful you lies waiting there for you to uncover.
Got some ghosts on the radio. It's the ghost of Smokey Joe from Cab Calloway. Swings on KRVS, krvs.org with the Ballad Medley. It's Gene Krupa, Teddy Wilson, Bill Harris, Eddie Davis, Ray Brown, Charlie Shavers, and they'll start things up with Dancing in the Dark.
Thank you.
Time marches on. I am certainly pleased you spent some radio time with us this evening. Still have time to go to our website. Stay with us. A lot more fine programming in store on a lovely evening from 88.7 KRVS. I'm Lee Kleinpeter on the campus of University of Louisiana at Lafayette for the Big Band Swings program coming your way on KRVS and on web at krvs.org.